FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start in the Eastern Cape, where more than 20 people have died in separate road crashes this weekend. At least 11 people died on the N2 near Dutywa last night when a minibus, taxi and buggy collided head-on. The Provincial Transport Department says a separate incident claimed the lives of three people when a minibus taxi had a tyre burst and overturned on the R61. Five more people were killed in a collision on the R409, while two people died in a crash on the N2 outside Mdanzane. It's as Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu is launching his road safety campaign in Gqeberha today. Authorities say they're investigating the causes of the accidents. And an investigation is underway after a woman fell to her death in the Durban CBD. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they responded to the scene at a building on Commercial Road yesterday.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find Metro Police Search and Rescue already in attendance and found that a female had somehow fallen from the fifth story of the building and there was nothing paramedics could do for her. At this stage, the events leading up to this incident is unknown. However, all necessary authorities will be investigating further.
The World Health Organization has declared the Marburg outbreak in Rwanda over. The outbreak was first confirmed in September and resulted in 66 recorded cases and 15 deaths. Marburg causes a highly infectious hemorrhagic fever and is transmitted from fruit bats. The World Health Organization declares an outbreak over once 42 days have passed since the last patient had their second negative test. And finally, today sees the end of an era for two brands in the newspaper business. Both City Press and Rabot, in circulation for over four decades, have their final print editions today. They'll now become fully digital products. It follows Media 24's decision to end the print editions of several newspapers earlier this year. Your top story this hour, authorities are investigating the cause of multiple road crashes in the Eastern Cape, where more than 20 people have died this weekend. You can find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For the News Watch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.